All right, wrestling fans, it is the first Wednesday in August, which means we are at the Illinois State Fairgrounds. And this is going to be a great card. York Foundation is gone. Alexandra threw her final temper tantrum and, you know, left the sandbox with her wrestlers. And, oh no, what are we going to do about that? We're just going to carry on like we did before the York Foundation was here. Like we did after Akbar was finally ousted from control last year. All right, this week we have Interstate 74 tournament match. Nightmare Danny Davis facing off against Barry Horowitz. We have Rick Martel facing off against Terry Taylor. Illinois heavyweight title on the line as Iceman King Parsons defends the title against Haku. Jerry the King Lawler and Superstar Billy Graham in a non-title match. And then we're starting this month. Every time we're at the state fairgrounds, we are going to have a battle royal with a $10,000 prize going to the winner. So this is going to be a great match as that is our main event tonight. So, but before we get there, we have to get up to date with all of the house shows. So Friday night we were in Galesburg, where gorgeous Jimmy Garvin, the one of the two remaining members of the York Foundation, defeated Iron Mike Sharp. Terry Taylor went to a time limit draw with living legend Larry Zbysko. Too Cool defeated Stud Stable in a non-title match. And then in the main event that night, Gentleman Chris Adams defeated Johnny B. Bad. So both members of the Gorgeous Gentlemen had a good time after being the only ones left from the York Foundation. Saturday night we were in Quincy, where the Italian Stallion defeated Barry Horowitz. Brooklyn Brawler defeated Devin Storm. Terry Funk and Superstar Billy Graham fought to a time limit draw, and the Gilbert brothers defeated the State Patrol. All right, that gets us up to right now. And as we start the card, the Gorgeous Gentlemen come out to the ring, and they call out Rick Martel and Reggie B. Fine. They call him out to bury the hatchet. They blame Alexandra and her own ambition as the fuel for their actions. They want nothing more along this line. No more cage matches, no more barbed wire matches, no more silly one-sided matches. Let's just bury the hatchet. The four men shake hands, bringing the Gorgeous Gentlemen back into the fans' good graces. What does this mean for the future of these two tag teams? We will have to find out, but it looks like they aren't going to be tearing into each other anymore. All right, at this point, the Gorgeous Gentlemen and Rick Martel leave the ring because Reggie's in the first match as he faces off against Nightmare Ken Wayne. Wayne and Michelle make their way down to the ring. And Reggie and Wayne have a decent but quick match. Reggie telegraphs a backdrop that Wayne counters into a sunset flip for the pin in a time of 2 minutes, 59 seconds. Your winner is Ken Wayne. In the Interstate 74 tournament, next match has the other half of the Nightmares looking to make a clean sweep for their tag team tonight as he faces off against Barry Horowitz in Eddie's Interstate 74 tournament. The match basically ends up as the previous match, except it is Horowitz who gets the pin with a sunset flip in a time of 8 minutes, 6 seconds. So Barry Horowitz goes on to advance in the tournament. Next we have Rick the Model Martel facing off against Terry Taylor. And Martel and Taylor have a good start to a match, but Hot Stuff and Hyatt International almost immediately rush the ring and attack Martel. Reggie B. Fine rushes to the ring to make the save, but he is quickly outnumbered. Taylor joins in the carnage, but he is quickly taken out of the action by a short clothesline from Iron Mike Sharp. The Gorgeous Gentlemen rush the ring as well to put Hot Stuff and Hyatt International to flight. Dylan collects Taylor as he rolls out of the ring. Your winner, by disqualification, in a time of 1 minute 12 seconds, is Rick Martel. Sunday night in Des Moines, we had the main event there being the international heavyweight title on the line. Universal heartthrob Austin Idol defending the title against ravishing Rick Rude. And it was a great match, but it is ravishing Rick Rude who comes out on top with the win after the Rude Awakening to become the new IAW International Heavyweight Champion. So Austin Idol will be back doing more frequent matches here now that he's not running around as the International Heavyweight Champion. Speaking of champions and Hot Stuff and Hyatt International, Illinois heavyweight champion Iceman King Parsons defending his title against Haku. And Iceman and Haku fight to a time limit draw in a hard-fought contest. Both men are gassed by the end of the match as they have left everything out there in the ring. Although the time limit expired, Missy congratulates Iceman on his well-earned victory over Haku. Sunshine climbs into the ring and grabs the microphone away from her. Sunshine wants another shot for Haku. A few more minutes and Haku would be the Illinois heavyweight champion. This brings Danny Davis out to the entrance ramp. He isn't usually the one to stick his nose into other people's business like Missy and Eddie, but as a booker, he has an idea to help the situation. Others have begged for title shots against Iceman, but they have been rebuffed by Eddie. Danny is going to fix that. In 2 weeks, at Renaissance Coliseum in Peoria, Iceman and Haku will face each other again. This time, it will be a no-time-limit, six-pack challenge elimination match. The other four wrestlers involved will be named later, as Danny has to sift through all the requests for matches that have come into the PWA offices. Four worthy contenders will be in the match, but the title will not be defended that night. Everyone will have a chance to prove themselves and see about their title dreams. Now we're getting into some serious stuff here. Well, next match is Jerry the King Lawler and Superstar Billy Graham in a non-title match. And they start to have a great match, but Terry Funk makes his way down to the ringside. He taunts both wrestlers. He challenges Lawler to a match for the title. Graham puts Lawler down to the mat with a military press slam before climbing out of the ring. Graham and Funk have had a few good matches on the house shows, but nothing ever coming out of it. Tommy Young counts Graham out as he and Funk continue to yell at each other. When the bell rings, Funk nails Graham with a knee lift before slamming his head into the guardrail. Funk and Graham brawl outside the ring area. Lawler climbs out of the ring and grabs a chair. He nails both Funk and Graham with the chair before gathering his title belt and heading back to the dressing room. Your winner, by countout, in a time of 3 minutes 18 seconds, is Jerry the King Lawler. Last match on the card before we get to our Battle Royal. The Gorgeous Gentlemen facing off against the Gilbert Brothers. And, well, Hot Stuff and Hyatt International quickly rushed the ring and attacked the Gentlemen, giving them the disqualification win in a time of 1 minute 45 seconds. Rick Martel and Reggie Befine come down to make the save. Although outnumbered 5-4, the Gentlemen, Martel, and Reggie are left standing in the ring at the end of the brawl. Hot Stuff and Hyatt International took their lumps in the ring, and they complain about outside interference. Interesting, since they're the ones who originally had people come into the ring who weren't involved in the match. But again, that's Eddie Gilbert, Missy Hyatt for you, isn't it? All right, Michelle McCool and the Nightmares come out to the interview desk. Danny is asked for a few minutes to announce some of the wrestlers who will be in the six-pack challenge in Peoria. He announces that the winner of tonight's Battle Royal, in addition to winning the $10,000 prize for the Battle Royal, will also be entered into the six-pack challenge match. Most of the wrestlers he is considering are in that Battle Royal. Regardless of their performance in the Battle Royal, though, the living legend Larry Zbyszko, Bunkhouse Buck, will be in the six-pack challenge. Who will be the other wrestlers? We'll have to find out. All right. Here we go, Battle Royal time. As I said, starting this month, we will end the cards at the fairgrounds with the Battle Royal with a $10,000 prize going to the winner. This month, we also have a potential spot in Danny Davis' six-pack challenge in Peoria available. 20 men come down to the ring to battle. And it goes rather crazy. All right, Brooklyn Brawler is eliminated by Larry Zbyszko in a time of 2 minutes and 2 seconds. Jimmy Golden is eliminated by Scott Taylor at 3:39. Nightmare Ken Wayne is eliminated by Bunkhouse Buck at 4:42. Italian Stallion is eliminated by Iron Mike Sharp at 6:06. Bunkhouse Buck is eliminated by Larry Zbyszko at 6:38. Tommy Lane is eliminated by Blacktop Bully at 8:44. Mike Davis is eliminated by Sergeant Buddy Lee Parker at 9:47. 3 minutes later, Johnny B. Badd is eliminated by Sergeant Buddy Lee Parker. Iron Mike Sharp is eliminated by Blacktop Bully at 13:13. Reggie Befine is eliminated by Larry Zbyszko at 14:56. We're having a lot of this happening with Bunkhouse Buck and Larry Zbyszko already in the match. But, you know, could be a double slot there. Who knows? All right, we keep going with Tennessee Stud Robert Fuller being eliminated by Brian Christopher. Blacktop Bully eliminated by Terry Funk at a time of 17:24. Brian Christopher is then eliminated by Devin Storm at 18:28. Beef Stew Lou Marconi is then eliminated by Devin Storm at 19:48. Lieutenant James Earl Wright, State Patrol is still in the match. Go figure. He's eliminated by Terry Funk at 20:38. A little more than a minute later, his tag team partner is also eliminated by Terry Funk. Then Funk is eliminated by Devin Storm at 23:55. Larry Zbyszko is eliminated by Scott Taylor at 26:06. So now we've got everybody who could possibly end the match already having their spots are already out of the match. We're left with Scott Taylor from Too Cool and Devin Storm from the American Tag Team Champions. And it is Devin Storm eliminating Scott Taylor in a time of 28 minutes, 8 seconds to win the Battle Royal, win the $10,000, and be a member of the six-pack challenge match in 2 weeks. There is one more spot that will be announced next week. Who will be the final participant? You have to come back next week and find out. Now, we come to the end of the show. We come to that time where I tell you that I am very thankful for you being here, supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. I am Southern Dynamite. I will see you next week.